Right, well, we've finished our busy day of meetings in the European Parliament. We've now found a nice pavement cafe outside in the sunshine. I'm sitting here with Lottie having a drink after a pretty hard day in there. One of the things I found interesting was pretty much everyone that I spoke to in there didn't want to go on the record to come onto this podcast to talk about Britain leaving the European Union. Obviously, we were talking to a lot of functionaries in there, staff and so on, who were absolutely adamant that they did not want Britain to leave the European Union. But one of them gave a really interesting reason. He said that when Britain leaves the European Union and we go, he thought that the European Union itself would be in trouble and would have trouble coping and managing without Britain. What did you make about that?
Oh, well, we're one of the biggest contributors to the budget, so it's, if we go, it's going to leave a big financial, it's a black hole that it's going to need filling. Who is going to, you know, put more money in? Is it going to be the Germans? Is it going to be the Italians, the Greeks, and various countries? They're struggling economically at the moment.
Well, that's right, because, and also, I mean, it's not just Greece and places like Portugal, Spain, Italy have got sort of government financial problems. But a lot of other countries, so you're looking at maybe Romania, Bulgaria and so on, they are taking tens of millions of euros out of the European Union on a very regular basis, and in fact propping up their government spending. So, as you say, you know, if Britain leaves and we're not paying in our 11 billion a year, or how many billions it is, you're right, either Germany's got to pay more, or those countries have got to take less out of the European Union, and that's going to make European Union membership a lot less attractive to them.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of regional development, across the various member states, you see spending. But if we are no longer contributing to that budget, that is going to reduce. And you're going to see funding across the whole of the European Union starting to dry up. It's just going to cause serious problems for the EU as a whole.
Well, that's right. I mean, the other thing I must say really impressed me in that one, it's a terribly modern building, but it is incredibly plush. You know, just the quality of the furniture and the modern art that they've got in there. That alone must cost absolutely millions. We finished our, if you like, the business meetings for the day inside the European Parliament, so we'll have our drink here in the pavement cafe. And then we're meeting a couple of MEPs for dinner tonight, I believe.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we've got a table booked, and a group of us will be going. We'll be having discussions about the campaign and relaxing after a very stressful day.
Some of those meetings really were quite brain-numbing, weren't they? And also, you know, the other thing is they were so talking that, you know, their internal jargon and just assuming you understood the, you know, all the different initials and acronyms they were using. It really was a bit of a stressful day. But anyway, quite right. Anyway, we'll have a drink and then we'll go out for dinner, see what the evening has to hold for us.